Blog Talk Radio.
Nalema kulila mizozi, nikayanga na banja latu. Kupadwa tinabadwa mushe, koma lelo lipazulika. Nikale, tinakala po kodwela. Lelo heka, tutikumbukila kweta chokela. Amai kubutika mutima, koma zoti tazitoa. Nimaona misozi masomu wake, ni mafuto wabale ni mafuto.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. It is Saturday, November 14th, 2015. And we welcome you to our special feature today. I am going to be your host, Nathan Nkama, from the great city of Dallas in Texas. We are a red state and we vote Republican Wafrida here. So we don't want to hear anything else about all that Hillary Clinton stuff. I'm just joking. Welcome to the show, and we have a great discussion for you. Thanks to my good friend Roger. That was a great discussion that we just came out of. We're talking about a lot of things and covering a lot of stuff. Okay, today we are going to be talking to some of my favorite people in the United States. These ladies are great. They just don't talk. They are action-oriented. They are very result-oriented, and they run nonprofit organizations, and they've decided to come together to do something special. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And there's going to be a New Year's Eve ball that is coming up on Thursday, December 31st. So we need to hear about all that and move on. And this is an initiative. Okay, I'm going to introduce them, and then we shall get into the discussion here. First, I'll begin with Ms. Doreen Mwenya Grant from Florida. She's the founder, I believe, of the Cancer Support Network. It's been going on for a while. Ms. Doreen, good morning and welcome back to Zambia Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. And then we have the One Dream Foundation, Mrs. Betty Piri Chibwe. Betty, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
What state are you in, Missouri?
I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, yes.
St. Louis, Missouri, okay, that's good. Another red state, yeah, you and I, we don't tolerate this Clinton stuff. Eh? We are red, we vote Republican. Okay, let's go to Atlanta, Georgia. Touch of an Angel. You know, the first time I spoke to this lady, I'll leave the details for later. We are privileged also to have the founder of Touch of an Angel, Ms. Wendy Chandamtale. Wendy, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Vanessa. And it's always a pleasure to be back on this radio station. And thank you so much for having me back.
It's good to have you. And then we have the trailblazing and founder of Zambians. Okay, I need to get the name right before I get fired here. Zambians Promoting Leadership in America, Mrs. the one and only Mrs. Frida Mwamba Brazo. Honorable Brazo, welcome.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nathan, and good morning to all our listeners.
Excellent. Everybody, welcome from wherever you are joining us. This is a special discussion. We're talking about Zambians plowing back. New Year's Eve ball. Let me, for the sake of those that are listening for the first time, I will let each one of you just say something about what your organization does, and then we'll get into the business of the door. Ms. Doreen, we just came out of October, which is Cancer Awareness Month. I believe I said that right. Please talk to us about where Cancer Support Network is right now, and how did this year's Cancer Awareness Month go?
Okay. Again, my name is Doreen, and I'm a co-founder of Cancer Support Network of Zambia. We started the organization that we launched in October of 2011, and we are based on the Copper Belt. Our main mission is to help mitigate cancer in Zambia. The rate of incidence in Zambia have been very high, so our main mission has been to help mitigate those numbers. Breast Cancer Awareness Month just passed us. Yes, we have a lot of programs in place, and some of the things that we did this past October was to go out and do a lot of screening and a lot of awareness programs. We visited a lot of companies and communities. We went to the clinics and we screened a lot of women in the hundreds. And thank you.
Okay, excellent. I believe the organization has a Facebook page and a website.
Yes. Our website is cancersupportnetworkofzambia.com.
All right. Excellent. So you can all check out some details there and listen to some of those things. But and, somebody looks at the title of organization, Touch of an Angel, and they are like, okay, this sounds like it's probably she's a creature or something. Talk to us about Touch of an Angel and what are some of the major programs that you have done this year.
Okay, thank you so much, and good morning to all listeners out there. Yes, definitely, I was touched by an angel. My name is Wendy Chandamtale. The reason why I added Wendy, a lot of people in Zambia call me Wendy, but everybody here calls me Chanda, and I live in Atlanta. Touch of an Angel was founded in 2013, and our organization actually provides basic necessities to newborns that are born from underprivileged mothers. We're actually supporting a clinic in Kaniki, in Indola. And since we launched in 2013, we've had pleasure of completing our number one project, which was a borehole. And that was actually made possible by George Mutonga, who started a campaign for us last year. And through our supporters, we were able to sink a borehole. And now mothers, you know, have water, and the clinic is functioning 100%. In addition to that, we still have our program where we deliver blankets, onesies, and still support the clinic with other small medical supplies that we get from supporters here in Atlanta, and we ship it back to Zambia. Our next achievement that we want to see, happen at the clinic is completing the mother's shelter. It's already there, the building is there, but it's just like not completed. So we want to make sure that there's electricity, some beds, and just the basic needs so that we can have the mothers, stay there before they give birth. And also we'll be having our main event November 26th at the clinic, where we're going to deliver another shipment of clothing and provide a small Thanksgiving to the mothers. And pretty much that's who we are. And if you want to know more about what we do and what we've done, you can visit us at www.touchofanangel.org and just put dashes in there. Once again, thank you so much for your support. And without everyone out there, we will not exist because we are funded by ourselves. And I'm going to pass it on to Betty, the founder of One Dream Foundation.
Excellent. Miss Betty, the One Dream Foundation, what's this dreaming about? What's the One Dream Foundation about? And what has the organization been up to this year? We are now in November, almost closing down. And what is the One Dream Foundation about?
Thank you. One Dream Foundation was founded by me, Betty Peary, and my husband, Oliver Chiwe, based in St. Louis, Missouri. It was founded in 2007, and the basis was really sending school supplies in Zambia to underprivileged children. And so through pencils, through the years, we've evolved and thought, you know, instead of as much as we are continuing to send school supplies, we might as well put a structure under One Dream Foundation. And the name One Dream Foundation is really to emphasize on giving just a dream to somebody, one dream. And that's what brought us this far. If only I can just be given one chance in life, and I was given one chance, and that's why I'm here. And so through those sending pencils, we're inspired to build a school. And so in the process, we've now come up our long-term project, building a university, research center, and hospital. And that's what we are working on right now. Through this year, on the short-term basis, as much as we've been sending our pencils and our school supplies, we haven't stopped on our short-term goals. We have our long-term goals of building. And how do we plan to do that? We've been doing fundraisers. And one of them was what we did with Touch of an Angel in March. We had a fundraiser, which was pretty well received. We had one in Atlanta. We did a tour with an artist, B1. You must have seen it all over Facebook. It was one of the fundraising projects towards our long-term goal. The other project that we're working on now is the radio station, our radio Louvre Radio Mix, which is, again, all over Facebook and everybody's mouth. And I think we're trying to, we have been advertising it to make it go viral. And I hope everybody on the radio right now has downloaded their Louvre Radio Mix app. It's $1.99. It's a fundraiser towards building our long-term goal, the hospital, research center, and school. And the other way we are fundraising for our goals is also we opened a shop. It's a store at onedreamfoundation.com. We are selling curios there. We are selling our T-shirts, pretty T-shirts, actually, very good quality. And I hope everybody visits our store. So these are the main things we've done this year. It's opening this store, selling the app. The Radio Mix app is really, our aim is to download, have a million downloads by 2017. And so far we are on track. We are advertising and it's just $2, $1.99, it's not even $2. Download it on your phone, listen to music unlimited 24/7. It's a mixture of music in one place. Enjoy. And we are on onedreamfoundation.com for more information. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Thank you so much for having us again.
Excellent. Okay. Finally, but not the least, also we have Ms. Frieda here, the founder of Zambians Promoting Leadership in America, which is commonly known as ZLA. Ms. Frieda, since the founding of ZLA, where is the organization? What has happened so far, and where are we going?
Absolutely. So I'm going to start off by just sharing with you that if somebody had come to me 2 years ago and told me that I was going to have a nonprofit, I would have looked at them and said, "You're kidding, right?" And I'm saying this to say this wasn't planned. It's just one of those things that start happening when, in my opinion, an experience, God puts you on a path. And when he puts you on the path, you don't know where you're heading. And this path, he opens doors for you, such as the door he has opened with my exposure to the three nonprofits that you just all heard from. So ZLA started last year. What we had really thought about was hosting our independence event. So we've been around May 2014. We were registered. We became a legally approved 501c3 in September 2014. We've done our taxes. We are financially transparent. But what our goal is with regards to leadership is transformational leadership. We have some mission purposes that we target. We promote investment, entrepreneur, and tourist opportunities between Zambia and Atlanta. We also look and strive at building, strengthening social, cultural, and economic ties between Zambians and those in the diaspora. And we also promote leadership, responsibility, and accountability beyond our 50 years of independence. And this is where the New Year's Eve ball that we have partnered with our Touch of an Angel, One Dream Foundation, and Cancer Support Network comes into play. As ZLA, again, it's about influencing others. It's really about demonstrating the standards that we have, as well as being able to show the world that we're not just average, and there's a whole lot more that we can do in terms of utilizing the potential that each of us has within each other. So some of the events that we've had is we did our Jubilee event, October 2014, and the highlight for that was our opportunity to reward the Martin Luther King family with an award. And for those of you who are listening and like to see pictures, if you go to www.zambiajubileeatlanta.com, you'll see some of the gallery, but a massive effort that was put together by a team of Zambians. And what it is that we start out with an idea, and we make the idea, we birth the idea and bring it into fruition. Another huge event that we've had, which was of a more personal nature, was February of this year, where I had an opportunity to celebrate a birthday. And instead of gifts, I asked for the guests and my network to help donate money towards buying beds for UTH. The reason I'm highlighting this one was we were able to raise $8,000. We were also able to collaborate with Zambian Chief Medical Officer at UTH. And through this, the decision was deliberate that we weren't going to use a foreign company to deliver the beds. We're going to use a Zambian-owned company, which was Shonga Steel, to deliver the beds. We were also able to engage Shonga Steel also in giving back. So at the end of that transaction and relationship, we were able to give 40 beds to the University Teaching Hospital in Zambia. So that's just a little bit about ZLA. You can go onto the website, and we are really looking forward to having you all come to Atlanta for our New Year's Eve ball.
Okay, we'll be talking about that momentarily. And for everybody that is listening out there, this is our special feature. We're speaking to a consortium of four nonprofit organizations run by Zambians, namely Touch of an Angel, One Dream Foundation, the Cancer Support Network, and Zambians Promoting Leadership in America. They have a New Year Ball coming up, Plowback New Year's Eve Ball on December 31st. And the idea is for us to understand this collaboration, where it's going, and what is coming up. Okay, Frida, my next question to you is that how did this collaboration idea come about?
Absolutely. You know, there's something about us all working together, and we know that when we, each of us, even everybody on the phone has got a different talent. There, and it's the combination of that talent that makes things happen. So one of the observations that I saw with these three nonprofits was, one, they had very passionate leaders, as you've heard them talk about their nonprofits and describe them. Two is that not only were they focused on giving, you heard pencils, but they were also interested in addressing infrastructure opportunities in Zambia, which when you think about the charitable aspect, receiving is one thing, but being able to influence and change it for the future and the long run is something that is more important. Another area that I saw amongst these nonprofits was that they were willing to work with each other and were also willing to flex the agendas. And it wasn't being done for themselves, but it was done to giving back to the communities that they're serving. And then last but not least, what I also saw was that they weren't in it for their own money. I think a lot of people start thinking NGO, they're pocketing money. These people were, these founders have been pushing their nonprofits using their own personal funds. And when I think about America that has, I believe the last number that I saw was about $300 billion in charitable giving. That's how much money floats in that space. I figured we don't always have to rely on our own pocketbooks, but we can also facilitate and influence others to join us respectfully.
Who did you call first amongst these ladies, Doreen, Wendy, Betty? Who did you call first to share the idea?
Sure. So,
I started my homeland.
I started at home. I started at home, so I called Chanda first.
What is home?
Atlanta. So I called Atlanta and I called Chanda. I said, Chanda, this is what I'm thinking. What do you think?
Okay. Just right there. Okay. Chanda, when you got the call, what went through your mind? How did you respond?
When I got the call, I said, yes. I love the idea. And working together came to my mind first, because you cannot do fundraising by yourself. In order for you to succeed, you have to network. You have to open up. You have to look at what other people are doing. So when she came up with the idea, I said that would work if we can, you know, get other people involved, and let's try it out. And maybe next time we can get more foundations involved. But we're going to try on the smaller scale and see how it works. And I agreed with the idea, and we, you know, called a couple people, and we are making it happen.
Okay, let's get more people involved. And who was the next person who was called?
Well,
I
called Betty.
I called Betty.
You called Betty.
Because we worked together. Because we just finished working together on the project. So I proposed that.
Okay, so Betty, Chanda calls you and she's like, blah, 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 blah. How did you respond? What went through your mind?
So what went through my mind was, we were just coming out of the fundraiser we did in March with the Touch of an Angel. So we were still hyped up from there. We learned a lot from it. And so when this one was brought forth, I thought, hey, we just survived this one. We traveled a lot with D1, touring with him. Mm-hmm. All those tours were actually fundraisers. So we had just come back, and then this call came, and I thought, hey, networking, you always learn something, and you always grow. So, yes, it was a yes right away, immediately.
Excellent. So in your discussion, who was the next? Then you called Doreen. How did Doreen's name come up, or what happened after that?
I'm the lone wolf here.
What happened?
Actually, I brought it up.
The person that contacted me was Chanda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as you've all come to know, Chanda is a very warm person. And, you know, when a person approaches you, you can actually feel their sincerity. Chanda approached me. She sent me a message and asked me if we could work together. Of course, I didn't know Chanda very well, so I went digging. I went looking for her foundation and all of that. And I was, like, really excited. I'm like, how come I never knew who this person was? And then in a short time, Frida contacted me, too, and told me they were planning to do this, and it went from there. But wait, I had to ask Frida if she knew that Chanda had contacted me. So Frida said yes, and I realized that we were all on one page.
Okay. I want you to respond to this. Okay. Doreen, you can respond, and then the others will also be free. And I'm glad my president has called in, because this is very important as Zambians for us to do this. When I say my president, I'm talking about Peter, my president and coach, Peter Chitira here. Our association has called in, very supportive of what I do as a member of this community. Okay, ladies. And everybody listening out there, come on, Zambians can't work together. But Doreen, what is this about? You are kidding yourselves?
Absolutely not. I think that's a misconception. Zambians can't work together, because we are just about to show them that Zambians can work together.
Zambians are able to work. Okay, here's the surprise question. I warned Frida was going to throw one surprise question at you, and here is the surprise question. And I want any one of you to respond. Somebody will be like, oh, I get it. This will work because, hear what I'm going to say. Chibwe mwenya mutale mwamba, they are bembas. I like that.
Oh, wow. I never thought of that.
I never even thought about that.
That you see, that there's a reason I'm bringing that up. Anybody wants to? Okay, you've already responded. You never thought about that. So what does that say about us when we begin to think like that?
So since you kind of like warned me about this year coming out with a surprise question, I didn't know this was a surprise question, but I'll tell you this, is that when I was looking at, like I mentioned, the passion around the founders, but what was more important for me was in my head, I had thought about ZLA functioning like United Way. And what I wanted to do was for these nonprofits to raise awareness of what they did. But what was more important for me was the type of communities they served. So you had the babies, you had the girls' education, and then you had cancer. It's three different populations. You might have some overlap, but for the most part, it's three totally different populations. And beneath that was the health, education, and then the motherhood, if you think about gender role, so to speak. So that's how I looked at that. I did not pay any attention to tribes. I wasn't raised to pay attention to tribes. So I didn't even think about what we just said until you just said it.
I'm just trying to help somebody out there. I'm trying to help somebody out there.
No, it's a good question, actually. It's a good question.
Yeah, because I mean, you all have dealt with me. I'm a very detailed person, and I tend to see things people are not seeing. Okay, we have a big event coming up. Okay, we have this ball coming up on Thursday, December 31st, and you are calling it Plowback New Year's Eve Ball. How did that name come up? And what is this about? Who wants to respond? Frida, Chanda, who wants to respond?
I'll go, and the others can add on. When that phrase came up, it's not really like a ball, like we're just celebrating, just to celebrate. It's the end of the year. And we want to start a new year giving back. Giving back can come different ways. You can support by attending the event and be part of each of our projects, because this ball fundraiser is going to go towards our 2016 project. For example, Touch of an Angel, we have a goal to complete the Mother's Shelter. So everything that comes of that out of that is going to go towards that. So if you ever wanted to help something be accomplished, you know, when you attend the event, you should be proud that we'll make you proud that whatever you pay for your ticket is going to go towards our project. And that's giving back. You don't have to start your own organization. You can always join in by, you know, supporting the event and being part of the difference. That's how we looked at the event, in my opinion.
For me,
for me there was nothing better than getting into the new year with a greater sense of purpose. It's a renewal for me of the whole idea of giving back and the whole idea of the work that we do. So getting into the new year with that Plowback message is just renewing that sense of purpose. What is the whole idea behind what we do? We want to give, we want to change things at home. So this is what Plowing Back meant to me when I saw the title.
Excellent. For those that have called in, if you want to ask a question to any of our guests today, please press 1 on your phone keypad so that I know that you want to say something or comment. And then we're talking to this collaboration, between Zambians promoting leadership in America, Frida Brazo, Touch of an Angel, Wendy Chandamtale, the One Dream Foundation, Betty Piri Chibwe, and the Cancer Support Network, Doreen Mwenya Grant, for those that may want to ask a question. About Frida, I have people already indicated here that I want to ask a question. Can you please give us the date of this event, the venue, if somebody wants to buy a ticket?
Thank you so much, and I appreciate the interest. And you are all invited to Thursday, December the 31st, at the Crown Plaza Midtown Hotel. It's an amazing view. We actually did a sights tour with DJ Victor this morning, and he was impressed with the wonderful views of Atlanta. The address is 590 West Peachtree Street, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30308. I know you all have your smartphones. Just make sure you're looking at the Crown Plaza that is in Midtown. I also want to share with you that we deliberately gave an early bird special for our tickets, which are on Eventbrite. So if you buy your ticket before November the 22nd, a single ticket is $130, and it's $250 for a couple. And then after November the 22nd, the single tickets go up by $20 to $150, and for a couple, it's $275. What are you getting for that money? You are getting two or three different dance floors. It's open bar with very good liquor, good music. You'll get food, and we also have souvenir. And for everybody that makes a pledge to one of the nonprofits, they will be entered into a raffle, and we're still picking up the gifts for that. But our goal is to have iPads and cameras and very nice gifts for you all to win.
Okay, excellent. We shall still come back to that. But meanwhile, we need to hear from our listeners and our callers.
Yes.
And, yeah. Okay, let me come back to my village, Dallas. President of Zambia's Association, Zambia, DFW Association, Zambia. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Please go ahead with your comment or your question.
Yeah, actually it's going to be my last comment and question, because I'm with this team who will start playing in a few minutes. So first of all, I'd like to thank you so much for the ladies. You know, the thing that they're doing to our communities is very, very wonderful. And I would like to encourage them to keep going so that, you know, the future of this organization can be felt. The other thing is, this is just a question. I don't know how they will answer it, but they don't have exactly to answer it back to me. It's to where, you know, Atlanta is known to be having functions of profiting themselves. They may not be the characters doing that, but people have that assumption whenever something is happening in Atlanta, Georgia. And I know this is the beginning of the good things of which we go, you know, intervene and make sure we explain to the people how these ladies are working, because they have impressed me so far. But how are they going to explain to the people to show that this is not to their benefit? And, you know, how are they going to prove that to the individuals that are still in doubt, so that, you know, when we're coming together, everybody have the same conception of what's going on? That's my question, and I thank you once again, Mr. Nathan. I thank you, the group, and wish you all the best, and hopefully I'll attend that event.
Good. Thank you, Coach. Who wants to respond, Frida?
Sure. I will take a stab at that. And thank you so much, Peter, for your question. You know, we talked about earlier on, Zambians don't support each other, but I will say, generally speaking, I think us Zambians can be our own worst critics. I believe that we do good work, but at the same time, we're very critical about the good works that goes on. And it's almost like you have to sell somebody the good side versus we're given a clean slate, and then based on your character, your track record, and your actions, you build upon that. It's almost like you have asked the question. It's like we've been given a slate already that has a perception, and now we have to segue and try and influence people into thinking that's not who we are. So I will say that each of us that are running these nonprofits have got a track record. We have a history. We're not doing this because we are looking for personal gain. As I mentioned, I'm very knowledgeable that the founders here have used their own money. They've dipped into 401k plans. They've never really sought out to ask other Zambians to engage with them. And this is part of the process of getting our Zambians to understand that there is a different way. We don't have to be so critical of each other. And hopefully the results of what we've done in the past will speak for themselves.
Okay, excellent. Before I let the other people ask their questions, I'll be going to area code 443 right here before we... somebody is asking a question to say, as a follow-up to what Peter said, somebody is saying, why didn't you have it in Florida, where Doreen is? Why didn't you do it in Missouri, where Betty is?
I guess I'll this is Peter again. I guess I'll answer that. In all honesty, we didn't think about the geographic location from that perspective, but we are very happy to consider other locations. I think, you heard Tanda say, this is a start for us. It's something that we're like, let's just start this. But in the future, we'll definitely consider other locations.
Excellent. Okay, let's go to area code 443. The last four digits, 3807. Your name and your question, please.
My name is, hold on for a second. I was listening to your conversation. This is Derek Mubanga Kanima Mkwento. I have a question. My question is this. Anything to do with Atlanta, Georgia, for me, is almost like a rotten apple, so I would not contribute. I would rather... I want to contribute and be part of the contributing in money, financial, anything like that. But if you were to change your venue to something else rather than Atlanta, Georgia, and liquor for me is a no beginner. There's alcohol involved, I'm not interested. So could you consider our proposals rather than just be limited to what you actually think?
But Nathan... Before the ladies respond, the three questions which have been asked are almost asking the ladies to, I think, defend their position. We should all know this is the first time they have organized this thing, and we should all have a positive view of it and say, how can we support it to grow so that next time they can be here in Canada, where I am, by the way, this is Roger. How can they go to New York? How can they go? They have to have a small start. But the three questions so far which have come, they are almost asking the ladies to be defending their position. I don't think this is very, very, very helpful in my view.
Well, this is Frida, and I'll say this. I think it's okay. I'm fine. I'm very, very good with questions like this, and it's good because it's part of what I just mentioned, that we are our own worst critics. But what I want to say to, I believe it was Derek, in response to your question, this isn't the only function we've had. ZLA had a Zumbathon. It was all about exercising. There was no alcohol for those that keep fit, because we believe that leaders have to have healthy minds. Last month, we hosted a lunch and learn. It was about networking and thinking outside of your box. This was during lunch. There was no liquor. We had four amazing panel speakers. New Year's Eve is typically a celebration month. And, you know, everybody has got different views on whether they want to drink or they don't want to drink, which is fine because we all respect it. New Year's Eve is typically celebration. But what is even more important is that we wanted to give our networks an opportunity to give their last donations for 2015. But more importantly, thinking about 2016, everybody gives away money. If you give money to your church, you can say, okay, I'll give a quarter of that money to the church to helping these charities that are doing wonderful work in Zambia. But it's everybody's choice. And I appreciate the questions because it makes us think differently as well. So I don't take offense at what I'm hearing being asked.
Okay. And answering a question to, I think, Peter and the other caller, I think, Derek, Atlanta is a home base. When you're doing something new, you always start in your territory. We would want to go to Dallas. We would want to go somewhere else because change is always good. But when you start a project, you don't want to start a project in a city where you don't live, where you don't know where you're going to get a good deal. When you start a big event like this, you want to be in your home base. Invite people to come out because in your home base, you always have network and connections to talk to people around you to say, this is what we're doing. It's always easier to execute something in your own territory. Then after that, after you see the response, then you can say, okay, guys, this worked out good. You know, let's see who is in Dallas and how many organizations are there. We partner with them. This is what we did last year. It worked for us. Why don't we come to your hometown and see what you can do, and then we can work together. You don't start an event like this in a territory where you don't know because it's dangerous, it's expensive, and like we say, this is self-funded. So it's not like somebody's sponsoring the event. You know, you're risking to help other people, so you always want to be careful. That's the reason why we started with Atlanta. If this works, we want everybody out there who as an organization to say, guys, we want to get involved next year. How can we work together? Because we have to start somewhere to get somewhere else. That's the reason why we started with Atlanta. It's not choosing where we want to be. It's that's where we're from. Betty has been here before. Doreen has been here before. And we all talked. And Atlanta was the strongest in terms of what we've done in the past. And then next year, it will be somewhere else. What I wanted to add on top of that.
Excellent. Before I go to Matilda, Roger, you sent me, that's a very good question you sent me on Facebook, on social media. You want to ask them?
Yes, ladies. I'm looking now at the money picture, how much you intend to raise. Like the saying goes, you can't fix something, you can't measure. What are you looking at? And maybe, who knows, people can step up knowing what the challenge you have ahead of you.
Okay.
Freda, did you hear the question?
Anybody? I heard the question, but I'm not sure I understand the question.
Okay. How much are you willing to raise for this project you've come together? How much are you looking at to raise?
Raj, you're asking the wrong person. I think big. If we want to raise as much money as we can so that you heard the projects, the infrastructure projects that are being targeted for, furnishing a shelter, Cancer Support Network is furnishing a cancer award. Whatever we can raise is going to be beneficial towards that. We don't get paid as officers. We don't get paid. And trust me, we don't even take any money for ourselves. We are just, like I said, we're purposed differently in terms of all this that we do is for giving back to Zambia.
Okay,
and that gives us satisfaction personally.
Let me just simplify my question. I think my contribution was supposed to be, if, say, for instance, you are planning to raise $100,000, is this the only project which you have, or you have other projects you have outlined to help to reach that goal of $100,000?
So the whole two perspectives behind why we're doing this. One is to raise awareness. Just as people, like I know every day people want to start their own nonprofit organizations or they're looking for ways that they can give back to Zambia but not have to start their own. So we're increasing awareness. Like Doreen said, she had never heard of Touch of an Angel. She went on the website. Several of you on the phone may not have that information. So we, one of our goals is increasing awareness. That's the first part. The second part is that after we've increased awareness, each of these areas have got their respective goals and objectives, and that's where you've raised awareness, and now each of the invited guests as well as listeners can decide which one of them they want to align with, and they can support their respective. And as we know, Zambia is not short of problems that need help. So, you know, it comes back to there's no such goal like 10,000, 200,000, 1 million. We just raise as much as we can, and the needs are limitless. And I hope that answers your question.
Now, I just to add on that, this is Betty, to add on Frida's point. Besides the ticket sales that are going on, we also have a booklet that we are also asking companies to advertise in. So that's another way of getting revenue towards the event. So if our goal is 100,000, we don't sell $100,000 worth of tickets. We are believing that there will be companies that will be asking for to be included in our booklet for advertising.
Okay. No, thank you for that one, Nathan, because now we can also help push the small Zambian companies which are in diaspora to maybe advertise in that booklet. That gives us
exactly
a little bit of
which we need
forward
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, please, good. And we need that. Zambia Blog Talk Radio needs a page there, too. It's only
$400
for a full page.
I like that. We shall do something about it. Let's go to Florida. Matilda, please go ahead with your question.
Good morning, everyone. Nathan Maroja. And individual greetings. Good morning, Frida. Good morning, Betty. Good morning, Doreen. Good morning, Chanda. You guys did not mention my name. How did you guys meet? No, Matilda. It's okay.
You sound stronger. The only thing you haven't greeted are the plates and the animals. Okay, go ahead.
I'm about to get to that. But anyway, for the interest of time, I'll greet the animals and everything later. I want to encourage all the listeners to attend this event. This is something important to the individual organizations and to the team as a whole. So if you're able to attend, I would really encourage you to come out. Even if you're not able to attend, if you can sponsor or send a donation or buy a ticket for somebody who you think is deserving or, you know, and a person who has never been to such an event, please do that. Or if you'd like to help with costs, you know, behind the scenes kind of things, I would really encourage everyone to do that. I would also like to encourage the listeners to pay particular attention to the different organizations and see how you can be a part of it. I'm proud of you guys. Keep it up. I just wanted to say congratulations, and it's good to hear you guys, all four of you, on Zambia Block Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matilda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let me come back to Betty. I'll throw this at you since you're the one who brought up the promotion in the booklet. What are the other ways people can contribute towards this Plowback New Year's Eve ball?
So besides the booklet and the ticket sales, we'll have individual tables where we'll to the audience about our organizations and answer all the other questions that they might have. We'll have merchandise. You know, One Dream Foundation is going to have T-shirts on sale that day. We'll have our radio mix up on sale. You know, so our tables will have all these small things that will be on sold that night.
Okay. If anybody wants to get in touch with the organizing team, give us let's have the website, let's have the Facebook page, and those details.
Yes, right now we are using the website the Facebook is Zambia Promoting Leadership in America. And the email is ZambiansPromotingLeadership@gmail.com.
Okay. So you guys, you can go ahead and get in touch with this event is going to have some of Zambia's top entertainers, okay? The DJ Mix Master, I'm trying to read here on this flyer. Flo Kid is supposed to call in. I'm looking on the switchboard here. I can't seem to see his number. Flo Kid, if you've called in, please press 1 so that I can see your number come to the top and so that we pick it up from here. But Doreen, where is this going? Where is this collaboration going?
Hopefully very far into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know a lot of people out there are skeptical about the work that we do and the money that we raise. But like Frida says, we are an open book. Speaking on behalf of Cancer Support Network Zambia, if people are interested in finding out what we do, they can contact me. I will give them the details. I'm also willing to have them go to Zambia and see the work that we do. We always ask people to go through our books. Our books are open. They can go through our books. They can go and see the work that we do. But coming to where we're going in the future, we have a lot of projects coming up. And this collaboration here is, for myself, I've been alone here in the U.S. doing things and really getting this whole thing by myself. I mean, to have like these three women, including you, Matilda, holding my hand, it makes a lot of difference. It makes a lot of difference because instead of me being alone, I have people that I can depend on, that people that I mean, even for advice, people that I can learn from, people that, you know, making me feel like I'm part of a bigger purpose. Part of a bigger,
bigger picture.
bigger. You know.
Bigger. That's true.
Yes. Instead of me, struggling on my own, I have other people that are helping me. I have other people that are giving me ideas. I have other people that are coaching me. So hopefully, going forward, we will be able to do bigger things because, believe it or not, there is power in numbers.
That's all.
The more we get together, the more stuff we are able to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Chanda, somebody wants to make a booking, come and come into Atlanta on 30th or 29th December. What are the details? What's the name of the hotel, the phone number, and all those things?
That question, I'll leave it to Frida because she has more information on that. And we're busy trying to negotiate, the hotel room rate at the same hotel, but we'll have more detailed regarding the information with Frida. But I just wanted to add real quick to all listeners out there, I'm going to say again, thank you so much for supporting Touch of an Angel. When you start an organization with no income and not knowing what you're going to do, I am so passionate with what I do. Sometimes my sister thinks I'm crazy. But once you go into something with you not trying to get something out of it, it's something that just hits you and you worry about other people. We've done the borehole. Our biggest project this coming year is completing the mother's shelter. After this event, we're trying to do something in Zambia in June, hopefully, trying to see if we can work with the people, in Zambia to see what we can do. We'll never stop until we complete. If somebody out there wants to help us, please do, but we'll never stop just trying to wait for somebody to help. We'll keep working. And again, thank you so much, and we love you all.
That's good. We have 5 minutes remaining here. I'll allow one more question if you're going to be brief. Area code 301, last 4 digits 6420. Please go ahead. Okay, for those that need more information, you can go to Facebook. I believe all the information is there. Zambians Promoting Leadership in America. They have the event information and the details, and for the event project, But Frida, I asked a question I directed to Chanda. She said you can respond to that. Hotel information, details, numbers to call for further information.
Thank you, Vanathan. So the event is on the 25th floor, which is the top floor of the hotel. The hotel has rooms. Right now, what we have been given is 10 rooms at a two-night minimum of $169. I think you all know that New Year's Eve, a lot of people like to hang out in the hotel. And we have 15 additional rooms at $169. And as Chanda mentioned, I just flew in from California this morning, so I was on a red eye. I'm meeting with the director of sales and marketing. And what's happening in Atlanta this year is that the peach drop, which typically draws in a lot of people, isn't happening. So we're hoping that that gives us leverage to getting better room rates. But I like to negotiate anyway, so we'll see where we land with that. But if you're interested in hotels, it's Crown Plaza, but any closed hotel as well. The other thing that I want to point out is because I'm really big on nobody getting DUIs, we are looking at arranging for Uber and other options so that people can really have a good time and not worry about getting tickets or getting stopped. So we're exploring other options to make sure everybody's safe.
So give us that information again about early bird tickets and how they can get the tickets.
If you go to Eventbrite and you Google Zambians Promoting Leadership, our event comes up. Early bird ends on November the 22nd. Tickets are $130 single, $250 couple. After November the 22nd, it goes to $150 single and $275 for couple.
All right. So that is a powerback event. That is scheduled for December 31st. A collaboration between Touch of an Angel, the One Bill Foundation, the Cancer Support Network, and Zambians Promoting Leadership in America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was our show today. For details, you can go to the website and the Facebook pages for those organizations if you need to support. And we have all heard for ourselves, all those who want to say something. Contribute to these organizations, please go ahead and make your contributions and participate. Let me just say this, ladies, thank you for your effort. You stepped out and you took a risk. We are all getting an example from you that Zambians can work together, Zambians can give.
Just a quick one, Doreen, I was actually thinking about you last week when I saw this. I don't know, they call it Movember, something like that. On cancer awareness. I think we, especially the Zambian men, I think men naturally, we don't like this testing stuff. So to the radio, those who come here every day. If you have come of age, go for testing, gentlemen. We've come to civilized, developed world where there is everything. Don't shy away. It's good for you. That's what I wanted to say. It's good she even came, Nathan, on the show.
Yeah.
She reminded me of that.
Yeah.
But Nathan, can I also just my parting words to our listeners and to everybody on the phone?
Please go ahead.
I just want to leave with you one thing, and this is what Nelson Mandela said. What counts is not the mere fact that we have lived. It is what difference we make to the lives of others that will determine the significance of the life that we lead. So as we are wrapping up on this call, again, we are looking forward to including you all in our New Year's Eve ball, joining the movement. There's so many ways that we can all make a difference for the lives of others that are less fortunate than ourselves. So thank you once again for your time and for listening in.
Excellent. Miss Doreen, Miss Wendy, Miss Betty, Miss Frida, thank you. You are a phenomenal lady. We are honored to have you on the show. Everybody, that was our show today. Do join us next week again at the same time. Have a blessed weekend, and our prayers are with our friends in the nation of France.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.